The Media Foundation for West Africa says indecent expressions on the airwaves for the past 10 days have improved. Speaking to Radio Ghana, its Deputy Executive Director, Sulemana Brahima, said 26 selected radio stations have been monitored across the country. This he attributed to the assertiveness of the Supreme Court on contemptuous comment and their peace messages by civil society groups, religious and traditional leaders, as well as individuals ahead of the Supreme Court's verdict. Mr. Brahima spoke with Yaya Kwama.
The report that we put out was for the first 10 days of our monitoring project, which was from August 1 to August 10. And our conclusion was that there seemed to be some appreciable improvement in the level of indecent expressions that are used on radio by people who go on radio and also by presenters and hosts of a certain number of radio stations that we were monitoring. And we were of the view that this appreciation or the level of improvement could be attributed to the combined effects of the Supreme Court sanctioning of persons who were cited of having made contemptuous comments. And apart from that, as we all know, there are various civil society interventions, including the Media Foundation's monitoring of language on radio.
With this level of improvement, what are the indicators? Is it that the social community who sit on programs on radios, or is it the two political parties that are NPP and NDC, or how was the conclusion arrived at?
Well, we are monitoring a total of 26 radio stations across the country. And for the 10 days under reference, our monitors monitored a total of 147 programs. And these are programs that we consider are key programs on the networks that we are monitoring. Out of that, we had a total of 14 incidents of indecent expressions. People making statements that constitute calls for confrontation, calls for violence, and direct insults, using tribal slurs, and so on and so forth, that are usually quite serious. But we noticed that even the 14 indecent expressions that were recorded, 7 of them were in the category of unsubstantiated allegations.
How are you sure that this can be sustained till the Supreme Court pronounces it?
Well, one cannot be sure, except that we can say we are hopeful, because at least the Supreme Court has sanctioned some people and people are now conscious about what they say. Our political parties are beginning to appreciate that it is not about insults, but it's about issues.
With this indecent expressions that you have recorded, among the local language stations and the English ones, which ones are more affected?
I should say, even right from when we were doing the 2012 language monitoring, the campaign language monitoring, during the electioneering, it was at all times programs that are aired in the local language, and particularly in the Chi language.
That was the Deputy Executive Director of the Media Foundation for West Africa, Sulemana Brahima.